the Lord, Shravan and Kirtan, hearing and chanting His glories. We hear Krishna's pastimes and then we glorify Krishna. When you do these two processes, you should know that you are performing this as a service. It is not just for your entertainment, but it is a service to Krishna, who becomes pleased when His devotees sit together, sing His holy names, and or hear about Him and sing His holy names. He becomes pleased, so much so that the scriptures say that the Lord cannot keep Himself separate from where His devotees assemble, but He personally becomes present. In the Skanda Purana it says that Krishna, together with the gopis, comes to a place where the devotees are assembling together and hearing about His pastimes and chanting His holy names. So today we heard about absorption, and we were laying the foundation for this absorption in terms of becoming knowledgeable in the Sambandha Tattva. Who are we? What is our relationship to this world? In the workshop, we had a wonderful meditation where we dissolved our body and mind, and at the end were there as pure spirit souls in theory. Yes, I understand. Wir müssen gerade für die Übersetzung noch sorgen, für euch Deutschsprachige. Wo genau, Gurahari? Dort, ja. Es tut mir leid, wir sind also richtig international hier. Das macht... Bhagavad-Dharma, heute wird deine Feuerprobe sein. Das wird nicht so einfach sein, heute zu übersetzen. Heute ist deine Feuerprobe. So, please remember this, that as you engage in Shravan and Kirtan, and hearing about Krishna and glorifying Krishna, what you actually do is you invite Krishna into your presence. I think the Lord is already there on the altar, so it is for Radha Madan Mohan's pleasure that we do this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, hear about the wonderful Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deep absorption into the pastimes of Vrindavan. You must know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees would often ask Swarup Damodar Goswami to recite a particular verse of the Bhagavatam. And then they would relish this verse, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes leave his external consciousness and go deep into what is called an antara chetana, an internal consciousness, where he would see in the mirror of his heart the very pastimes which were described by Swarup Damodar when he recited the appropriate Bhagavatam verse. In other words, listening to the Bhagavatam became for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a regular practice, where he would enter through the verses of the Bhagavatam the Leela of Krishna and observe that Leela in right there. When we speak about absorption, we speak about a similar event taking place in our consciousness. As we listen, or as we look at the deities, or as we sing the kirtan, it is necessary that we leave our old world, our little universe, or what we call psychologically the self-referral, die Selbstbezogenheit, and enter into a new, a different world, a different reality, which then totally informs and transforms us. Once, Swarup Damodar, and I would like to talk this evening about this, recited a verse where Krishna, after enjoying the rasa dance with his gopis, entered the waters of the Jamuna like a male elephant together with his female elephants, and enters a river. Krishna, the verse said, who is transcendental to the Vedic principles, entered the water of the Jamuna along with the gopis. Krishna's chest had touched the bodies of the gopis, and his flower garland was crushed and colored Krishna's beautiful black chest with a yellow kumkuma dust. Attracted by the fragrance of Krishna's crushed garland, bumblebees who were there in the atmosphere of Braj became attracted and hummed around Krishna and the gopis. For Krishna and the gopis, these bumblebees were not ordinary insect, but they sang as beautiful as the Gandhavas sing of the higher planets. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this particular pastimes, he absorbed his consciousness into this. We will talk about this when all the diversions have gone out of this room. Maybe we should close the door, and because there is no noise coming from there. And you please sit properly, because how can we enter into Krishna's pastime with everyone getting up and moving here and there and everywhere like pilgrims on the Jakobsweg to Santiago de Compostela. So this was the last impression Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, this picture. I think those of us who have visited the Ganga near Rishikesh have seen sometimes these huge elephants entering with their female elephants into the waters of the Ganga and splashing their relatives, their elephant relatives, with water. And so this was the scene. Krishna, enjoying the association of the gopis so much that his flower garland became crushed, and the bees came around him and gave an opera concert. So while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up, when he got up, he started to walk near the temple of Aitota. And suddenly, because this temple was situated on the bank of the beach, he caught sight of the ocean. And when he saw the ocean, he immediately was transported to Vrindavan. Sometimes in Vrindavan, the moon, the full moon, goes up, and the rays of the full moon dance on the river, on the waves. So this time also, in Aitota, the full moon rose over the sea, and Lord Chaitanya thought, there is Krishna, my Lord Krishna Chandra. His moon like face I can see, and the rays from this moon are just like the smile of my Lord Krishna. And thinking so much of Vrindavan and this lovely scene where the moon shines over the forest, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to run so fast, it was already evening, that the devotees lost sight of him. And then when no one looked, he jumped into the waters of the ocean, thinking it to be Jamuna. My dear devotees, when you come to Vrindavan, do not forget to jump into the Jamuna. It is a good devotional practice. It should be done without hesitation. So Mahaprabhu lost all his consciousness as he jumped into the ocean, thinking it to be the Jamuna. So those who have been in Puri know that when you go deep into the water, you are always captured by a current, yes. So Mahaprabhu, when he was unconscious in love of Godhead, was captured by the current of the ocean and was brought into the high waves of the sea and quickly brought towards Konarak, the temple of the sun god, which in old times was at the bank of the ocean. And his situation was very intense. Sometimes he sank in the waters and he went deep. Sometimes the current of the water brought him up to the surface of the ocean. He was streaming along. I have talked once with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who had the same thing happening to him. Because he didn't know, he innocently went to play and swim in the beautiful Sagara, the ocean of Puri, which is a very holy theater, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bathed there often. The current took him and brought him out. Lord Krishna had previously sported in the water of the Yamuna, and now Lord Krishna in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu sported in the waters of the ocean, diving and but the difference was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had lost all his consciousness and love of Godhead. When all the devotees headed by Swarup Damodar, who had caused all this trouble by reciting this verse of Krishna entering the Jamuna, when the devotees didn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became puzzled. Where is the Lord? And they became worried. The moment you see, you do not see someone whom you love very much, you become worried about them. Maybe some of you have children, or some of you have friends whom you love very much. When you don't know where they are, you become worried. So these devotees talk to each other. Perhaps Gauranga Mahaprabhu went to the Gundicha temple or to the lake Narendra. Or maybe he climbed the Chatak Pavaka sand dune. Where is he? But maybe the Lord went also the secret path to the temple of Konark. So they all divided themselves into different groups. It was night. And they searched the Lord. When the night ended, everyone came to the conclusion, we have looked everywhere, in Gundicha, Narendra, the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. We have searched the rooms of Mahaprabhu. But for sure, he has left the world on this night. And they all started to sit together on the banks of the ocean and loudly called out, Ha Gauranga!
Hey Sachinandana.
And they talked, they called the names of the Lord. In separation, everyone felt as if they had lost their very life. It is said, a relative or intimate friend is always fearful of some injury to his beloved. Now, the devotees were totally distraught with fear. And as they were continuing to search the night, they could only take shelter in the process which Gauranga Mahaprabhu has taught them. When you miss the Lord, chant his holy name. We will be together, the Lord said. When you chant the holy names of the Lord, I will be in your midst. Once when Prabhupada fell very ill, he said, by chanting we will be packed up together. So the devotees continued to search helplessly the same places they had searched already, and they sang the holy names. Please join the devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Chaitanya. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna. So while the devotees, they're passing along the beach, looking desperately for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, something extraordinary happened. It was very late in the night, or you can say super, super early in the morning. Maybe that's better to say. The beach was empty. All of a sudden they saw a most unusual sight. A simple fisherman was there, carrying a net over his shoulder. But from time to time, this fisherman shouted, "Hari, Hari!" Yes, it was like this, a little bit louder. I'm sorry, Madhavisaki, if you were shocked. He was really shouting. It was not just a little mental, "Hari, Hari," you know. Was really, really shouting, "Hurry, hurry!
Hurry, hurry!"
Swarup Damodar was astonished. No one usually shouts like that, except for in the Hare Krishna temples. So he called the fisherman and he said, "Why do you behave so strangely, shouting with full strength of the voice? Have you seen someone around here?" So the fisherman replied, "I have not seen a single person here. But when I threw my net into the waters, when I was on the boat, I caught a dead body floating in the sea. I lifted it up with great care, thinking it to be a huge fish. But then I saw it was a corpse, and great fear arose within my mind. Quickly I tried to take it out of the net, but then when I touched the body, a ghost entered my heart. And I began shivering. My voice faltered, and all the hairs on my body stood on end. Have you ever touched a dead body?" "Once in my life, I was a young boy. I was with the Boy Scouts, and I was very naughty. I went in the night, and I lost my way, and all the trees became demons who wanted to devour me in my childish imagination. So I remember. Then the storm came and I climbed a hill, and on the hill there was a dead body. I still remember that. And a flash came in the dead body. The dead body jumped up with the electricity, like those of you who have read Frankenstein, they have seen, you know, it was a dead body and then the flash came and I never forget it. Sometimes when I have not slept enough,
or when devotees have been very unkind to me, I see this picture and I shiver in fear. So this fisherman said, there was a ghost entering my heart. It was the ghost of a dead Brahmana. I'm a fisherman. I'm fishing in the dead of night, and I have to protect myself from ghosts. So I know the Narsingha mantra. Namaste Narasinghaya. I chanted that mantra, but the thing became even worse. That corpse, when he heard the Narsingha mantra, started to shout, Hari Hari, Jai Nara Hari, Jai Nara Hari. And I noticed this is the most terrible ghost who cannot be chased away even by the Narsingha mantra. He becomes more powerful when he hears this mantra. I didn't know what to do. The body of this ghost is very long. 5 or 7 times it's cubits. Cubits is this much, 30 centimeters. 2 meters 10. Oh. And each of his arms and legs are again 1 meter 50 or 70 long. All its joints were separated, and the skin is completely slack. That ghost keeps his eyes open and stares at me, and I can see him now in my heart. Do you know a good exorcist? The Sanskrit word is Oja. Oja is an exorcist. Swarup Damodar says, I'm an expert exorcist. You just stick it out. And he chanted, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. And afterwards he gave him three slaps. And the fisherman became... Then Swarup Damodar said, I want to see where this ghost is. I have a feeling in my heart that it is the person we all are searching. Fisherman said, No. I put him there, down there. Don't come close to him. He might haunt you like he has haunted me. Swarup Damodar said, Haimo, let's go. In this way, the fisherman became somewhat pacified. Actually, my dear devotees, the fisherman had become ecstatic because he was affected by love of God. But because he was afraid, that fear mixed in his love of Godhead and created this situation. Are you also afraid to become crazy? It would be good to become mad in love of God and forget this crazy world. Don't become afraid on your spiritual path. Don't become afraid to be touched by the Lord. Some of us are still holding back. They are not giving themselves entirely, because maybe they think, if I am also becoming one of the madmen of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then what will my friends and relatives say? But I can tell you, if you become overwhelmed with deep, loving feelings for Krishna, you may become an extraordinary person, but life is never boring again. You will actually become tasters of the most sweetest taste in existence, the taste of ecstasy, unending ecstasy, which will inform all your life and which will make you turn away from Maya and turn fully to Krishna. Then Swarup Damodar said, "My dear sir, the person whom you are thinking to be a ghost is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is because of his ecstatic love that the Lord fell into the sea, and you have caught him in your net and saved him. Simply by touching the Lord, your sleeping love for Krishna was awakened. But because you considered him to be a ghost, you became also very much afraid. Now, where your fear has gone and your mind has become peaceful, please show me where the Lord is." So the fisherman said, No, you are thinking everything wrongly. I have often seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You must know the residents of Puri often saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least always in late afternoon. Late afternoon, Gauranga Mahaprabhu left Gundich, Gambira. He went with his devotees before Lord Jagannath to have darshan. Then the priests would come and take these long garlands and make them smaller and hang them around the devotees. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu would take them out of the temple. He would bring them to the Singhadwara gate and he started his Nam Sankirtan there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes in this Nam Sankirtan perform miracles which were seen by the people of Puri. For instance, he would expand himself into four different forms and he would dance with the different Sankirtan parties in ecstasy. When Mahaprabhu would dance like this, all the people of Puri would come to watch the spectacle and they would become affected by love of Godhead. So they had seen Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and therefore the fishermen said, No, this is not Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That thing or that corpse or that ghost or whatever is extremely tall. The joints are all separated. And he's very, very long, like a tree. He's totally deformed. Swarup Damodar then explained, "Hey, you don't know. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body becomes sometimes transformed when he is in ecstatic love of Godhead. You know, when you have love of Godhead, your body will show symptoms, also yours. This can be seen by devotees who visit Vrindavan Dham. All of a sudden, in the atmosphere of Vrindavan Dham, what is usually seen is they become so affected by transcendental joy that they start to cry. There's no obvious reason for crying, and nothing dramatic or super unexpected has happened. They have actually come into the atmosphere of Braj, and the Braj atmosphere, and we will see a little of that, will melt the heart in such a way that one feels bhava or love for Krishna, even if he is a very, very young and immature devotee on the spiritual path. That's the power of Braj. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had seen, this is Yamuna, and when he entered the Yamuna, he felt the whole power of Braj overwhelming him. So Swarup Damodar said, "Bring me where he is." So when the devotees saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they all started to cry. The fishermen had brought them some distance, and there they saw the Lord. His body was long. There was
sand all over him because the fisherman had pulled him on the sand. His eyes were open. His mouth was not speaking coherent words, but gong, 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 gong. Perhaps he tried to say Jagannath, perhaps. He was crying, uncontrollable tears. When the devotees saw the Lord of their love, the Lord of their heart in such a situation, they just couldn't see it. They took their garments and they cleansed the body of the Lord. They took a dry cloth and made a dry undergarment for the Lord. And they sat around him and began to loudly chant the holy names. When Prabhupada fell in ecstasy, I only saw it once, one time, the whole room, temple room, it was a large temple room, shook. We all were not knowing what was happening to us, because true ecstasy is almost infectious. It affects you very deeply. We didn't know what to do, and after Prabhupada had come out of the ecstasy, he told us, we asked him, what should we do when you come into these states? Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. This is what the devotees did when they saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu in that state. They loudly chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra into Mahaprabhu's ear. Finally, after the holy name had entered Gauranga Mahaprabhu's heart, he got up and made a tumultuous sound. Instantly, the bones of the Lord took their normal position and they shrank into his body. And then Mahaprabhu was his old self. You must know his body was 2.10 meters high. He was still very high. He began looking around here and there. You must know, Mahaprabhu has usually three states of consciousness. One is the Bahya consciousness, external consciousness, where he was preaching and instructing his devotees. One is the Antar Chetana, the inner or deeply absorbed consciousness. But there was a third state, and this is the state in which Mahaprabhu looked around. It's called, I have written it down here, the Ardha Bhaya, or half external, half internal consciousness. In that state, Mahaprabhu would talk like a madman of what he had seen in his internal state of consciousness. When he was totally internal, he couldn't talk. But when he was half internal, half external, he talked like a madman. He said, what have you done? What have you done to me? After seeing the river Jamuna, I went to Vrindavan. There I saw the son of Nanda Maharaj performing his sporting pastimes in the water, along with the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani. Oh no! You have brought me from there to here. Why? Are you not my well-wishers? What have you done? Then he again talked very much. The gopis had just given their silken garments away and has dressed in white garlands.
white bathing cloth. Krishna had taken his restless palms, which resembled lotus flowers, and sprinkled water on the gopis. And so did the gopis. We will try to show you what Mahaprabhu saw. Everyone started splashing water back and forth. In the torrential shower of water that followed, no one could determine which party was winning and which party was losing. As the water fight increased unlimitedly, the gopis appeared to be like lightning, whereas Krishna resembled a blackish cloud. The cloud showered water upon the lightning, which were the gopis, and the lightning, listen to this, also showed water upon the cloud. Like thirsty Chataka birds, the eyes of the gopis joyfully drank the nectarian water that poured from the cloud of Krishna. But Krishna wanted to be together with one particular gopi. So he first splashed all the other gopis somewhere so that they had to hide amongst the lotus flowers, and then he took that one gopi into deep water. Her name is Radharani. When Radharani lost ground under her feet, she took her hands around the neck of Krishna, and Krishna, smiling very joyfully, swam through the river Jamuna with her, tucking her like a boat which is tucked behind a strong boat. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu began to talk and talk and talk. And as the devotees listened to what Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, how the Lord played with his dearest devotees, the gopis, how he gave joy to the gopis and how the gopis gave joy to him, all the devotees lost their external consciousness and also entered the internal consciousness. After these pastimes had taken place, Krishna took the gopis to the shore of the Jamuna. The gopis again dressed in their silken garments, and Krishna took them to a jeweled pavilion. That is a building which was open. I think you would say in the West, a gazebo building made of jewels. There was a sitting, nice sitting places, and he asked them all to sit down, and they ate a feast prepared by Vrinda Devi from forest fruits and sweets. Very nice snack, a picnic. This scene, my dear devotees, is often seen by devotees. When you are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra on a more elevated level than just fighting with your mind to stay with the mantra, then you are advised to meditate about this scene. Krishna entering with the gopis the Jamuna and engaging in refreshing water sports. Once there was a very exalted devotee. His name is Syamananda Pandit.
he was the guru of the king Bihambiya. It so happened that he visited Bihambiya frequently. Now once, as he was on a visit, he stayed in his room. When Bihambiya was worried, he's not coming out of his room for 3 days already, he looked into the room and he saw Shyamananda Pandit sitting like this. There was not a sign of life left in his body. So the king was worried. I don't know how you behave when you have a guest and for 3 days you don't see him, he stays in his room. You might also try to open the room and see if everything is alright, if he has enough prasadam, you know, and if he is well. So Shyamananda Pandit evoked that reaction. So Bihambiya knew he has one disciple, Ramachandra. So he sent for Ramachandra and said, Ramachandra, can you please come and help? Guru Maharaj is not showing any sign of life any longer. So Ramachandra sat down. He went into that consciousness of absorption. He hit the very ground of Krishna consciousness. And he went. He left this bodily platform. And he went to Vrindavan. And there he saw exactly the same scene which Gauranga Mahaprabhu was describing to his devotees. He saw how Krishna had entered with the gopis the river Jamuna. He saw how they were engaged in water play. He saw how the palms of the Lord were like lotus flowers but moving and sprinkling water. He saw the torrential rain. You know, Krishna is the monsoon cloud, the gopis the lightning, and they were washed by Krishna's rasa-laden pastimes. Yeah. He saw all this with his very eyes. And he saw his guru in his spiritual form taking part in the pastime from a distance. Then the divine couple went out of the Jamuna, dried themselves, and took on new cloth. And at that particular moment, Radharani said, oh no, oh no. Everyone said, what is, oh no? I lost my toe ring. If I go back to Yavat and my elders see that I lost my toe ring, they will suspect me of having been together with Krishna in wild amorous pastimes, and I will be locked up. The Radharani said to her little girlfriends, the Manjaris, can you find my toe ring, please? So Shyamananda, in his spiritual form as Muni Manjari, had entered again the Jamuna and looked for the toe ring, but couldn't find it. Ramachandra came in his spiritual body, Guru Maharaj, no, Muni Manjari, he said, Muni Manjari, can I help you find the ring? Yes, we must find it, quick. So Ramachandra started to look, and as he was looking in his absorption, he saw the toe ring. Now this is very difficult to explain in English. You know, wo das Blatt zum Stängel kam, da ist ja eine kleine Delle, könnte man sagen, und in dieser Delle war es. So, he found the toe ring in a special place. That's all how I can say it in English. So he took it out and
He said, Guru, Mani Manjari, he said. Mani Manjari, I found it. Oh, thank you, you are my best Manjari, said Mani Manjari. And she took it and put it on the toe ring of Radharani. Radharani looked and said, thank you very much. You have saved me. Your name should be the savior of Radharani. So then Radha said to Mani Manjari, I'm so grateful to you. Please, while we were engaged in pastimes, Syam gave me the betel nut on which he chewed. This is now yours. And she took the betel nut and placed it in the mouth of Mani Manjari. Mani Manjari was electrified with bliss. These were the remnants from Krishna's own lotus lips. She took the betel nut and placed it into the mouth of the little Ramachandra Khan in the Manjari form. When this happened, both of these exalted souls began to stir in the room. First, Shyamananda woke up, came to his external consciousness, and then he saw his disciple, and he also came back to the external consciousness. Shyamananda began to shout, Jai Sri Radhe!
Jai Sri Radhe!
And as he opened the mouth, it was all red from the betel nut. Yes. Then Ramachandra responded, Jai Sri Radhe!
Jai Sri Radhe!
And as he opened his mouth was also all red from the betel nut. This is documented in our Vaishnava Shastras. This is there. So Mahaprabhu had gone into an archetypical scene of meditation, which is often visited by great devotees in our Sampradaya. These are treasures which wait for each one of you to leave your attachment to the material world and your self-referred little, small, painful universe of material conditioning and enter the realm of divine love. That is possible. That is waiting for you. How you will enter there, you will hear tomorrow in the lecture. But now let us chant a little and then we will conclude this pastime.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Everybody please sing in one voice. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare While speaking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully returned to external consciousness. And all of a sudden he saw Swarup Damodar and all the devotees standing before him. As he had talked, he had seen the gopis Krishna, the Yamuna. Now he sat in Puri with his devotees. And again, he said, what happened? What did I say to you? And why have you brought me here? Swarup Damodar replied, My lord, let me explain. You mistook the sea for the river Jamuna, and thus you jumped into the water. The strong current took you out into the sea, where a fisherman caught you in his net. This fisherman saved you, and he saved our lives, because if you would have been separated from us for just half a moment longer, we would have all died. All the devotees shook their head like this. This means yes. Because of touching you, this fisherman is now mad in love of Godhead. You have given him your mercy. Throughout the entire night, we had searched all over Puri for you, in Gundicha, Jagannath Vallabha Garden, the Narendra Sarovara, everywhere, but we couldn't find you. Finally, we saw the fisherman, and he brought us to where you were lying on the beach, covered with sand. While apparently unconscious, you actually witnessed the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna as they were bathing in the Jamuna. You saw it, and you told us what you saw, and we felt enlivened. But first, when you didn't speak, we were in agony. The pain was so much that we chanted the holy name. And then you woke up, and then you spoke. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, yes, yes, what you say is correct. In my dream, I went to Vrindavan, where I saw Lord Krishna performing the rasa dance. Afterwards, for refreshment, he went into the Jamuna and sported with his beloved gopis. When I came back, I must have certainly talked like a madman. Swarup Damodar said, this is good madness. Thereafter, Swarup Damodar accompanied Gauranga Mahaprabhu to a nightly bath in the sea of Puri, and after totally refreshing themselves in the waves of that most fortunate ocean who bathed the Lord, he happily brought the Lord back into his quarters in the Gambira. My dear devotees, for the end of this katha, we will kidnap you and go to Vrindavan, to the banks of the Jamuna. And you please see this river not as you see an ordinary river. Please see the Jamuna as what she really is, a revealer of Krishna's pastimes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh!
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Everybody, please, together. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Jaya Radha Madan,
Namah Madan Mohan
Siddhate,
Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Siddhate. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Siddhate.
Yeah.